Time to talk a bit of football now with Phil Moss. And I believe, mate, you're on the Gold Coast. Are you recruiting Jarryd Hayne?
Good morning, guys. Listen, we've been busy recruiting, but I can categorically deny any rumours that Jarryd Hayne is one of them.
But you've got the Polish international on board now. Is that correct?
We have. Adrian Mirzajowski, a very exciting signing for Sydney FC. And this guy's got a wealth of experience. He's got 41 caps for Poland. He's played in the Champions League, the Europa League for Trabzonspor in Turkey. And in 2011 was sold from Polonia Warsaw to Trabzonspor for about $8 million. So that just underlines the quality in this guy. And he's fitted into the squad so comfortably. He's come from UAE, where he played for Al Sharjah and Al Nasser over the last few seasons. And the conditions over there are quite steamy, quite hot and steamy. So we've got no doubt he's going to handle what's thrown at him in the A-League. And wonderful personality, and his quality is there for all to see on the training pitch. He'll add a real X factor to our front line.
Good stuff, mate. We look forward to seeing that. Now, big general question here, mate. Round one, who impressed you and who did not impress you? Manchester United 1, Man City 1, Tottenham 1, Arsenal 1, Burnley 1, Everton 1, and West Brom 1.
Yes, TK, massive round in the opening Premier League round. 31 goals in 10 games. I think the headline acts really were Lacazette scoring on debut after 85 seconds for Arsenal in their win. Wayne Rooney's goal-scoring return to Everton in their 1-0 win. Lukaku overnight scoring 2. And Chelsea and Liverpool's capitulation. So they were really the headline acts over the weekend. And Chelsea, there seems to be a real discipline problem there in their loss to Burnley. That's the last three games, including the FA Cup and the Community Shield, and obviously round one, where they've ended up with 10 or 9 men to finish the game. So some real headaches there for Antonio Conte.
What about Matt Ryan making his debut? Top flight, can't stop a Man City, 2-0 in a home loss there. How did you rate his performance?
Yeah, look, Berkey, I think when Matty looks back at his first performance, he'll be critical of himself for the couple of goals. You know, we were looking at them as a staff last night, and John Corley, who did a lot of work with Matty Ryan, you know, he thinks that Matty could have probably done a little bit better there. But, you know, overall, he did some very good things as well, and he was good playing out, as we expect, with his feet. But certainly a performance mixed for him personally, but one that he'll definitely build on and gain a lot of confidence from, I think, as well, just getting that first game out of the way.
Mossy, I don't know how you gain confidence after dropping one into the back of your net on the back of a midweek game where you drop one into the back of the net. I reckon it's been a really rough week for Matt Ryan.
It has. There's no doubt about that. And look, you don't expect an easy ride when you get to the Premier League. And
no, but you want to make a good start, mate. And he's, yeah, that's been... Yeah, one blunder, yeah, you forget about it. Two blunders, you start to worry. Three could cost him a gig.
Yeah, that's right. It's cutthroat. There's no doubt about that. But as I think I said last week, Matty, you know, he's a very, very confident boy. He's got a lot of self-confidence. He'll bounce back. I've got no doubt. I've got absolute total faith in Matty Ryan to be at that level. So it's going to be a tough season. He's playing for Brighton Hove Albion. They're tipped to go back down. So he's got a lot of work to do this season. And as I said, just getting that first game out of the way, I think will be a blessing for him. He can move on now. He's a Premier League player, and I'm sure he'll grow into that role very comfortably.
What about Aaron Mooy? Just that left foot in the middle of the box there, mate. He was absolutely outstanding for Huddersfield.
He was unbelievable. He looked like he'd been a Premier League player all his life. He left home at 15 to chase the bright lights of the Premier League in England, had to come back to Australia and go eventually via Western Sydney Wanderers and Melbourne City. But what a performance from him for Watford. For Huddersfield over the weekend in a very commanding win, but he was the star man. So that's very exciting times for Aaron Mooy and the Socceroos to have him playing at that level. And in that sort of form is very ominous for our World Cup qualifiers coming up.
Mate, your overall tip to win the title, Man U, couldn't have been a better start, could it? 4-0?
No, that's right. And look, both Manchester's won over the weekend, as we've just said, but they looked very, very ominous, Manchester United. Their performance was very commanding against West Ham. Lukaku, as I said last week, you know, those shoulders, I think they can carry the weight of the front line over the season. I think Mourinho has really set that platform last season, but that was a fantastic performance. And the way they crafted their goals and how commanding they were defensively, I think there were some very, very good signs there.
And, mate, it's halftime. How big would this game be in the Super Cup in Spain? Barcelona 0, Real Madrid 0 at the halftime break, all right? So we'll keep an eye on that. Mossy, good luck scouting up there. And when you sign Jarryd Hayne, let us know.
Thanks, guys. And just a quick one. Lazio came through the winner in the Italian Super Cup in the 93rd minute. And guess who set the goal up for Alessandro Murcia? It was Lukaku's brother, Jordan Lukaku.
They're doing
everything.
Lukaku's. They're on fire.
What a weekend, hey?